Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I got to tell you, Jeff, I am absolutely itching for high school football right now. I think we're about 90 days out. Not even, I think we're real close to somewhere around the 90-day mark before the actual high school football season starts, and I can't wait till that happens. But if you've got a hankering for a little high school football, especially to see some of the best that played last season, seniors that are going to go on to go play at other places, well, Baldwin Wallace's Finney Stadium in Berea is the place to be. Gates will open at 6, kickoff is at 7, and that is Friday night. It is the Greater Cleveland Football Coaches Association annual East-West All-Star football game. I know I'm excited about it. I know all those families that are involved, too, and the folks that want to go watch it are, too. Mike Senor is going to join us. He is from Orange High School. He'll be a part of this East-West All-Star game, and he's always nice enough to talk to us. I'm sorry, Rob Senor. What was I talking about? All right, let's bring him on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Rob, sorry about that. How are you, my man?
Hi, Rob.
Hey, I'm good. Rob, Mike, it doesn't matter, and we're 77 days away from the first Friday night, but
it's only 77 days. Wow, I thought it was like 90. Okay,
77.
Wow,
and about 36 hours, a little bit less than that until tomorrow night's game.
Tell me about tomorrow night's game. Who's playing in this game? As far as eligibility wise, does it matter what division you are? Does it matter if you're going on to play college? How are these kids picked?
Sure. So. The Greater Cleveland Football Coaches Association is made up of all of the high schools in Cuyahoga County. So it's split east and west, and we try to get at least one kid from every high school. It doesn't always work out, but we try to get one kid from every high school, and we're excited that this year we've expanded the rosters, and on the east side, we've also included Lake County, and on the west side, we've included Lorain County. So, you know, we're pulling from about 30 schools on each side of the river.
Kids who have graduated, Rob, or are these kids who are still high school eligible?
These are outgoing high school seniors that either have or are about to graduate.
Hmm. And then how many are most of these kids going on to play college football? Or,
I'd say it's about half and half. Some of them are going on, and some of them, this is their last time to strap on the pads and get it in.
Hmm. What's it feel like for these kids to go? I mean, this thing has been a tradition for decades in Northeast Ohio, and so when these kids get the call to find out that they've been asked to play in the East-West game, what do you see, and what's it like for the families?
Sure. So this is the 53rd year, the longest continuous running All-Star game in the state, and we have a parent player meeting in May. And you can just see the pride that these kids have and the excitement that they have to be able to play football in June and represent their schools and represent Northeast Ohio. And the parents are really proud. And it's a pretty cool experience all the way around.
It's coming up tomorrow, June 6th, 7 o'clock kickoff, Baldwin Wallace University. It's George Finney Stadium. How tough is this to pull off, Rob? Because Let's be honest. The kids are graduating. There's stuff going on. Football one more time. They're out. I would think some kids would jump at the chance. I would think others might think, maybe I don't want to play one more football game. Is it tough to get them up to speed and ready to roll?
Well, you know, to pull off this game takes a lot of work. There's a lot of great members of our coaches association that help out. We have a lot of great volunteers, including Larry Keller and Joanne Keller, Tom Mitchin, Sean Rance, Josh Wells, Harry Manos, just so many people that help us run this game. And then the head coaches who volunteer their time have to, you know, really get on these kids, communicate with them so they know when practices are and you know, help. We arrange different sites for practices. And the head coaches this year, Tyler Curtin, who's the new head coach at Lutheran East, is the head coach of the East. He's done an awesome job. And Ian Cost is the head coach at Normandy High School, is the coach of the West, and he's got energy and passion. And those guys have done a great job. We're really excited about what it's going to bring to us tomorrow.
You've had plenty of guys go on to the NFL that have played in this game before too, right?
Yeah. You know, we're really proud of the tradition. And it just goes without saying that Northeast Ohio, as you guys well know, is just such a hotbed of high school football. And, you know, we don't really realize how great high school football is here in Northeast Ohio, but you know, we've had guys in this game, Najee Good, Jamie Meter, Sean Carney, Travis Kelsey, have all played in this game. And those are names that football fans that listen to your show have heard and know. And, you know, we're excited to have more guys that are going to make it big.
Hey, Rob, tickets are $10 at the gate, but that money's going towards a good cause, isn't it?
Yeah, our association takes that money and gives it right back to high school students. Every spring, we have a Golden Deeds Award ceremony where we give out anywhere between 5 and 10 scholarships to kids that are going on to play college football. So, you know, this is a cyclical thing to keep the game of football going and alive. It's under attack, and we're really passionate about making it a big thing and keeping the game alive.
I just one other thing. I'm just curious, just because the future of this seems to happen, that the girls are going to start to participate. Especially with the NFL trying to push things too, is the Greater Cleveland Football Coaches Association, can you see that as a vision where we have a girls' game too, maybe somewhere down the road? Or I'm sure you guys probably would like to do that.
You know, we have a close relationship with the Browns, and the Browns are really instrumental in girls' flag football, and obviously it's becoming more and more popular. And I think at you know some point, who knows what the future really holds for that girls' game? But obviously, it's on the rise, and you know, there's a lot of high school football coaches that coach the boys that are going over and coaching the girls in the spring. So, you know, I think that there's a high ceiling there, and I don't know what it's going to look like moving forward.
All right, well, it's always interesting to talk about. Rob, thank you. Tell everyone again what the deal is.
Okay, tomorrow night at Baldwin-Wallace Trestle Field at Finney Stadium, East-West All-Star Game, 7 p.m., gates open at 6. You can pay cash or with Zelle at the door, $10. And we hope to get a lot of people out to support these kids and these families. And, you know, it's a great opportunity.
Outstanding. Thank you for your time and good luck. Best wishes.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Andy. Have a good one.
You got it. Thank you. Appreciate you. And, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. I think it's got to be a tough spot, especially for players. Like if you're a D1 commit already, you're probably already gone. You're already off to school. A lot of those guys, and I'm just curious your take on this, Jeff, that a lot of these guys now, that the schools want those kids gone in the spring of their senior year. I think that's got to be difficult for these players that, you know, graduate
to leave
early.
High school, yeah, before their class.
Yeah, and then maybe, you know, you come back for like prom or you come back for the graduation ceremony at the end. But, you know, there are some schools that won't let kids graduate early too, that they're like, no, you're until the end of spring. And if you want your diploma, you're going to stick around for the end of the fourth year,
I
actually think it's a good idea that schools sometimes force those kids to stay.
I'm probably in a minority, but I've always thought it was loony that kids would leave high school in the middle of their senior year, you know, get enough credits to graduate early and go off to college just so they can play in spring football practice. I've always thought it was...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Silly.
Although, when you look at the numbers like for Bo Jackson, who had an outstanding spring game, from St. Joe's, who left early to go down to Ohio State. I understand why those kids wanted.
He had an outstanding spring game.
Well, I mean, you're talking about having the opportunity to play as a freshman where you might not, if anyone saw you, or now you have the opportunity to be, you know, 6 months ahead of the program. That's why I just think it's difficult.
I don't know, Andy. I'm wrong on this. I'll go ahead and admit it. Life lasts a long time if you're lucky.
Yeah.
An extra 4 months of being a college student as opposed to finishing 12 years of education in your school district, if you stayed in the same school, mm-hmm. and graduating with your friends and enjoying that time, to me, one certainly outweighs the other.
I get it. Do you remember, like, back in the day, you know, we had the Ohio-Pennsylvania game that they always played in Hershey.
Big 33 game?
Yeah. That was a big deal.
I worked one of those. Cruz Stadium.
What'd you do? You just covered it?
I worked at it. It was televised on TV. My color analyst was a young whippersnapper named Zach Jackson.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How was that? Did you enjoy it?
Or? Yeah, we had fun.
Yeah, I think if colleges were looking for players still, I guess, you know, there are probably still some openings left and right, or there might be a few where these guys might get the opportunity to go on. But then, you know, they also talk about the High School Football Coach Association with the scholarship money, too. So I think that's really cool. And then, you know, that last question about the growth of the game, I think the NFL is really, really pushing for girls flag football to get bigger. And the Browns are right at the forefront of that.
Yes, they are.
Good with it?
I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. I honestly, I'm completely ambivalent on the subject. Flag football doesn't mean much to me. How's that?
Well, you've also got 7-on-7s going on right now, too. So you got these high schools that are playing all summer long, and you know
that also means very little to me.
Are you going to watch it in the Olympics then?
No,
the flag football.
No,
no, you won't watch it.
No,
I'm just trying to.
No, I don't. I don't like bastardized versions of sports.
Some would say
I don't like the 3-on-3 basketball in the Olympics.
I'm not a huge fan.
Just roll out the real deal.
Some might say that baseball is that of cricket. You could say that.
I don't think Mr. Doubleday had ever seen a cricket match.
Are you sure? I find that hard to believe. All right. Well, what did Mr. Naismith say about his big basketball game coming up tonight as we talk about the beginning of the NBA Finals?
You know what I keep hearing?
What do you keep hearing?
We have two small markets. And you know what else I hear about it? And that's great. For basketball purists.
But it's not good for television. Like, I keep reading these stories about television.
I don't.
No, television ratings. That's
all. Well, so what? What do we care about television ratings? You don't care. I don't care. Basketball fans don't care. You got a really good, young Oklahoma City team against an Indiana team that doesn't back down from anybody at any time. This is going to be one heck of a finals to television ratings.
You know what I find?
Take that, ABC. You're going to lose cash.
Oh, no. Michael Eisner can only have gold-plated instead of platinum-plated. Oh, no.
Is that the Wisconsin version of that?
That was, actually.
I think it's super interesting that of these teams that are playing, and you look at the NBA payrolls they have, Oklahoma City is 25th at $167 million, and Indiana is 22nd. At $169 million. Now, you don't want to look at the numbers for the Cavaliers moving forward, but even the Cavaliers this season were 16th, just this season. Next year, they go up to 218, which would make them the second highest payroll based on this year's payroll, but Phoenix will be at 210 next year. So there were only two teams this year with a payroll of over, what, $200 million, and that was Phoenix and Minnesota.
Yeah, how'd that work for Phoenix?
I hear you.
It's about fit in the NBA. It's not about how much you spent. Really isn't. And in the NBA, what do you need for a good team? Eight guys?
Big three? Is that true anymore?
Yeah. If you have eight guys, you can go win. If you have three really good guys, you got a good chance to win.
All right, let's talk more about the NBA Finals coming up. And then, when you look at how those teams were built, how can you take some knowledge out of that and help out the Cavaliers? Michael Cage, former Cavalier, current member of the OKC Thunder radio broadcast team, is going to join us coming up here in just a bit. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.